you know, just playing with confidence and, you know, continuing to grow with that confidence and just playing as fast as I can.
It's been an interesting August and an impressive August for that guy, Kevin Johnson, rookie cornerback, the first round draft pick last May for the Houston Texans, Drew Doherty, J.J. Moses, John Harris, guys. Needless to say, and I've said needless to say a few too many times on the show, but Kevin Johnson has looked really, really good, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's looked better, I think, than anybody expected. I should say anybody. I remember the first time that I saw him last year at Wake Forest studying different draft prospects, and I put on his tape, and the first play was a little short hitch in front of him. And he was on top of that hitch faster than anybody I saw. And I was in my office watching, and I know my roommate, Claudia, does not like me watching film in there because I talk the entire time. And as soon as I saw that play, I went, wow, this guy's quick. And you see that manifest itself through all the games, all the practices. He makes every single throw his way competitive. And you don't see that from every corner on this team and for every corner throughout the league. Every throw his way is a competition. He's in contention for that football every single time it's thrown. But not only that, and we talked about this a few times, special teams, being the third corner, presumably, he can run down on special teams as the gunner, kickoff, whatever you want him to do. He can be that guy to help you where you need a lot of help on those special teams units.
You know, he says competitive, physical, it goes right in union with what he's talking about. And, you know, Johnson was a guy that probably the majority of the fan base did not know too much about when the Texans called his name. Have you seen this, the physicality that, you know, that kind of has been one of his hallmarks early?
I have. You know, as a rookie cornerback in the National Football League, it's tough to go out and make plays right away. I remember when we had drafted Dante Robinson, he was the only cornerback that I saw that was able to pick up the defense that fast and contribute right away as a first-year player. And that's exactly where I see Johnson. You know, he's that type of player where you probably won't miss a beat with him. He's the type of guy that's going to go down on special teams if you need him. He's not going to be too big to play special teams. And that's very rare as a first-rounder when they have that type of mindset. So that's what I like about him, is his ability to play special teams on top of making big plays. He's only 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he's, what, 188 pounds? So he's a small guy. But for him to go out and take a stand like that, that says a lot about him.
It sure does. And, you know, a guy whose play has said a lot about him is Christian Covington. Defensive lineman, has moved around quite a bit. The former Rice Owl.
Yeah.
Boy, he has been really, really penetrating. He's been forceful, and he's been a presence on defense, John.
There's no question. And I went to his pro day at Rice. I was really excited to see him at Rice when back in March to see his pro day, to see what he's going to do. He'd gone to the combine, and I don't know that he did a whole lot at the combine, still coming back off the kneecap injury. And he ran a 40-yard dash, and I think he was 6'3", 289 were his measurements that day.
So he's large.
And he ran a 40-yard dash in 4.8.
That's
and I thought,
good.
Wow, this is after a kneecap injury, and he's got a scar on his knee. And I thought, man. Then he did position drills, and I thought, this guy's more impressive than I even remember seeing him on tape. Yeah. I talked to him afterwards, and he said, a private workout with the Texans. And I thought, man, could there be a possibility he'd come here and they get him in the sixth round? I think we're going to look back at Christian Covington and think, this guy as a sixth rounder is a joke. He should have been a second or third rounder. And the fact that he's here, his ability to rush the passer is on par with almost no one else on this team. I mean, I don't know how many more pass rushers on this team are better than he is, and from where he does it, from the interior. He's so quick and so strong upfield. When we went to Richmond, there was nobody that could block him for Washington.
Yeah.
No one. And I think he's continued that all the way through.
Yeah, he's kind of an atypical player, but every time you look up, it seems like there's a quarterback running away from him.
Yeah. Now, was he the same guy that caught the punt at practice? Did you guys
sure
see
was.
That?
Sure was, yeah.
I mean, he's
knocks,
very athletic as well. That shows you that the guy can go ahead and do a multitude of things. But one thing I like about him is his motor, of course. And once he gets that confidence to play in the National Football League, he's going to be a dominant factor, and that's what it takes to be a great player. You got to know that you're good, and once he knows that, the sky's the limit for this kid.
Now, no knock on him, but I want somebody else returning punts when it really matters. But where do you want to see this team get a little bit better?
Well, I think offensively, from a diversity standpoint, how diverse can they be? You talked about the onion a little while ago. How many layers of the onion can they pull back? When they get Arian Foster back, how many different facets to the run game can they have? Where can they use two running backs at the same time? Can they have Arian Foster as a receiver and Alfred Blue in the backfield, or Grimes, or whomever back there? How do the tight ends get utilized going forward? And how does this offense, from a tempo standpoint, continue to evolve? So to me, I think it's about offensive diversity. We know the defense is going to have it. We know that. But offensively, how is it going to be diverse?
All right, JJ, are you going to go special teams, being the punt returner extraordinaire you were?
Well, I'm always big on special teams, but I'm going to take it a step further
this time.
Drew. I'm going to really concentrate on that quarterback position. All right. Always talk about the return man, but I think if Hoyer comes in and he leads the team, this team can be a dominant factor, but it all starts with the quarterback play. And also, you know about that offensive line. We definitely got to be strong on that left side as well. So those are the kind of the two primary positions, I believe. If they're solid in those two positions, this team can go ahead and do some big things.
J.J. Moses, John Harris, let's do this again. This was fun. I like talking football with you guys on the television, and we like talking football with you. And we can't wait till next week on Texans Extra Points. So long.
Come on, dog. Come on. Dr. Finn, Dr. Finn. Get my horse.